Ladies and gentlemen, we have showers out and about in our area this morning. And look at that. Lurking in between the showers, I see Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Now, do we call them showers or do we call them sprinkles?
No, it's showers because they're not just sprinkling. They might be light, but they're constant for like 5 to 6, 7 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did not put them in the forecast. Saw it this morning. Just felt that a lot of it would dry up, and I still think that's going to be the case. So I think these will be gone, but for the most part, by the time most people feel their day starts, which is 9 o'clock in the morning, for me and you, Marshall, our day's almost over, but
that's, right.
That's because of the work we do. And I just think it'll be a partly sunny, less humid day in the low 80s, and a clear night tonight, mid 50s. Sunny Friday, low 80s. Sunny and dry Saturday, middle 80s. Partly sunny, moderately humid Sunday, middle 80s. There's going to be any showers over the weekend. I don't believe they will arrive until Sunday night. So I'm not putting them in the forecast. And this last weekend of August will be a dry one, which is nice. I think, not because I'm counting, but I think so far we've had 13 weekends with at least some rain.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of water lying all around here.
Yeah, we don't need any more water. You're right. Talking about water, Hawaii will definitely get all the water they need.
Is it going to be a dangerous storm for them?
It's going to be dangerous. You know, as I pointed out yesterday, you know, when tropical storms and hurricanes affect the United States, when they hit land, they weaken. That's not going to be the case here because, you know, these are little islands in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of an ocean. So this hurricane is so forceful that maybe the wind field will come down a little bit, but not the rain or the storm surges. Absolutely not. And problem number two, recovery. You know, it's not like, you know, they could just, people, neighboring states could just, bring up help, because that's not going to be the case. And they're going to have to get ships and planes in there for recovery. So we will be watching it. It has already taken a turn. It's moving northwest. It is a Cat 4 with 145 mile per hour winds and has already set a record for the closest Cat 5 hurricane ever to Hawaii.
Hawaii dodges hurricanes most of the time, don't they?
That is absolutely correct. Yes. And that's why they don't have to worry about it. There's plenty of tourists there now. It's, you know, it's vacation time and of course, residents. So there's a lot to be concerned about, especially the easternmost islands, because the hurricane's going to be closer to those islands than it will be to, like, Honolulu, although it's going to be coming pretty close to Honolulu. I don't know if I'm going to try. Let's see if I could get an observation right now from Honolulu. Right now, it is cloudy, 79 degrees. Remember, it's midnight there. Okay, they're about 7 hours behind us. And the wind is west at 11. A hurricane warning is in effect for Honolulu. In the mountain areas, deadly runoff could rage down valleys while increasing rock slides and mudslides. Driving conditions will become very, very hazardous. Avoid walking or driving in floodwaters. You know, they go through that whole bit. It's really unbelievable what may go on there. And I'm thinking, let's see, they said an announcement that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the area. Hurricane preparedness activity should become difficult once the winds reach tropical storm force or hurricane. So there's a lot going on there, and I think that's going to be the big news story. What do you think?
I think that's going to be the big news story. But it was funny. I was listening to somebody on NPR's Morning Edition this morning talking to this resident in Hawaii. They said, so have you stocked up on a lot of gas for your car? And the woman goes, I've got a car that gets 40 miles a gallon, and the island small. She goes, I don't normally get gas but once a month. She goes, So I didn't get extra gas from my car, but I did get 2 weeks worth of food and 2 weeks worth of water.
That makes sense. That really does make sense. I mean, they don't have to worry about being cold.
No.
You know, there. So, you know, like we did with Sandy. So they don't have to worry about that. But again, you know, flash flooding and mudslides and things like that could really, really cause a lot of fatalities and a lot of danger and a lot of damage. So we could only pray that things change. But right now, the computer models have been doing a good job in handling that. There's also a disturbance on the Atlantic, the African coast now. And the National Hurricane Center is watching that and thinks it will move, of course, westward off the African coast and across the South Atlantic. Now, whether or not it survives to become a depression or a tropical storm is anybody's guess because, again, the waters out there are cooler than they should be. But they are watching that. That's the only thing in the Atlantic that they are watching. And of course, I'm just watching this lovely, delightful air mass come in. I am just going to be loving this for the next couple of days. No humidity, a little bit cooler. Just love it, love it, love it. I was watching the news last night, shaking my head. You know, of course, the president's a lawyer, you know, pleading to 8 counts guilty. And of course, he denies that there's anything going on there. Then, what is it, his campaign manager, he was indicted for fraud. I'm shaking my head.
His assistant campaign manager was indicted and convicted. We can go on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, that, and I'm shaking my head about that. And then I'm the sad news about that poor girl that was jogging in Iowa and was kidnapped and killed. And they found the guy that's doing that. So they're going to be trialing him. What about the man who killed his wife and two daughters? And I think that was in Colorado.
And he wasn't even an immigrant.
That's correct. And then, of course, I heard David Chapman is up for parole. He's up for parole.
Yeah.
I had a doctor who's being accused of writing, you know, prescriptions that they put into jail without any parole because they think that he is a risk to society. But yet, here's a man who stood right in front of another man known as John Lennon and kills him, and he's up for parole?
He won't get out. He won't get out.
Well, let's hope. I just don't understand where this whole thing is going.
We live in a crazy world, Pat.
Yeah, you know, and I was kind of sorry that I watched the news last night.
Well, yesterday on my Facebook page, two people called me un-American. Another person called me an unspeakable name. This is on my own page, okay? I posted on my own page. And two other people also. So I finally had enough. By the time it was late in the evening, I finally had enough. And this is what I wrote on my Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see this. If you don't like what you see on this page, then don't come here, period. Right. Unfriend me. But this is what I wrote, and this is what I'm going to do from now on. Yesterday on Facebook, I was called un-American and bleep bleep and bleep bleep and bleep bleep, and to end the day, a very emotional, personal, heartbreaking post went on my page. I can't say what I wrote then. I'm done. I'll take my views and my fights I believe in on the street level, and go face to face. My personal page will not be updated again except with pictures of families and friends. If you want to contact me, you know where to find me on Messenger, and if I want to contact you, I know where to find you. My political crusading will take place face-to-face. Then let's see if you have the nerve, rudeness, or intestinal fortitude to talk to my face like you do online. People online just feel that they can do anything.
Right.
They're emboldened. If they ever did this stuff face to face, 9 times out of 10, they'd be knocked out within a day. Unbelievable. Just
Yeah,
unbelievable.
it is unbelievable. But you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You realize that.
Well, especially when it's on your own page. If you don't like it, don't come here.
Right.
You know, you block me. Do what you want.
Yeah, I've learned through the years that, you know, you stay away from topics like politics, religion. You know, these things can get very, very touchy. So I don't argue with it anymore. And I just, you know, I just chalk it up. You know, I have friends who, you know, talk about religion. And of course, you know, I am Catholic and I do go to church. I would not call myself, you know, a religious person. However, there are certain things that that I don't like that people say. And there are things that people say about the church that are absolutely correct. But nevertheless, that's their opinion and they're entitled to it. And I don't have to like it or dislike it. And that's the way I look at it. But I stay away from the whole thing. And you know, you kind of wonder, you know, at this point right now, who is going to even attempt to run for the next president of the United States?
I don't know. He hasn't been released from, they haven't been released from prison yet.
I think we should nominate Marshall Miles.
Don't think so. I
No?
don't think so. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Hell, I couldn't get elected to the Board of Education. Never mind president. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, you got it.
Everybody. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.